From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. There's a group that's been getting together since the summer to talk about issues that matter to them. They're mostly in their 20s, and they meet at barbershops around Miami. It's called Barbershop Speaks, and the idea is that people go to the barbershops not just to get haircuts, but to talk. It's not surprising that lately the conversations have been political. WLRN's Kate Stein went to one of those events recently, and the topic was women at home, at work, and in politics.
Five Star Beauty is in a strip mall on 7th Avenue in Liberty City. The walls are mirrors, the floors are marble, and three chandeliers hang over the salon sinks. Mannequins display gold sequin dresses designed by the salon's owner. She also owns a boutique next door. There are about 12 people here, all in their 20s and 30s. Shelamith Doran waits in a salon chair.
I've always been into investments. I remember being in middle school and getting allowance and feeling like, this is not enough. What can I do to multiply it?
She bought chips and candy and sold them at double the price. Doran just got her bachelor's degree in finance. Until recently, she was working at an investment firm.
Every job, I always say, I don't just work to earn, I work to learn.
At the beginning of this year, Doran decided to strike out on her own. She moved into real estate, flipping houses.
In order for me to really be free financially, like I want to be, like I need to be really, for my future family, there's no way for me to get there if I'm depending on somebody else's paycheck.
A lot of the crowd has stories like Doran's. They're young, children of immigrants from Haiti and Jamaica, from families who send money back. They're entrepreneurs. One's got a food delivery startup. Another built a website targeting millennials. It aggregates articles on money, health, and tech. Two of them teach high school. Makisha Noel works with a nonprofit that sends medical aid to Haiti. She's the evening's moderator.
So would you guys feel more comfortable if I was sitting down?
Yeah.
Or else that? Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
Noel leads the discussion about women in power and women empowered.
What does it mean to be in power or empowered?
So I think being in power is just like a position, but empowered is like a state of mind, to feel as though you can accomplish something without having like a title or a status attached to it.
They discuss what it means to not be in power, as a woman in the workplace potentially facing a pay gap. And the men in the room are just as concerned as the women.
Because you have the capacity to have a child, a company as a business will look at you and say, you'll cost us 12 weeks
like a liability,
without like even working.
The group agrees the United States needs leaders who empower women to have careers and families both. They point to Michelle Obama, and they think Hillary Clinton has potential.
I see what Hillary will be doing as she'll be lifting others up with her.
Jeff Noel is the Florida International University student who founded this group.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if most of her cabinet, there's women.
Another man says if Clinton were in office, it would affect how men and boys look at women in authority. At some point, Makisha Noel, the moderator, asks, what would it feel like to have a woman president? Mercedes Pratt talks about her four-year-old sister, what it would mean for both of them, especially just after the first black president.
I thought of like all the things, the possibilities that she would have, little toddler and growing up and being able to see that when she was 4 years old, that possibly the first female president. And I think of myself and all the possibilities that I could accomplish.
The group is curious about how traditional White House roles would change with a woman in the country's highest office. Not just big things, small things, too. Like, would Bill Clinton pick out the White House china? Barbershop Speaks meets again Friday in Opa-locka, the Friday before the election. It'll be a voter education session about elected officials. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.